平成28年度、京都市立最強高等学校エンタープライジング科前期選抜学力検査。検査1、英語の分野の検査。リスニングテスト。リスニングテストは A、B、C、D の4つのパートに分かれています。まず A のパートです。これからビルとマユの会話を放送します。はじめに英語で会話が始まります。次にその内容について英語で5つの質問をします。質問の答えとして最も適当なものをそれぞれ下のあからえから一つ選び、その記号を答案用紙の答えの欄に書きなさい。放送は会話、質問、会話の順に行います。途中でメモを取っても構いません。答えは例のように書きなさい。それでは始めます。
I am going to tell you a story.
Is it a long story?
No, it is a very funny short story.
Well, I've got one for you too.
Then you go first.
No.After you, go ahead.
Okay. Last weekend, I went for a walk in the hills.
Do you mean the hills behind our houses?
Yes. It was a beautiful warm day, and I just wanted to walk.
With your dog?
No, just by myself.
I see.
After I had walked for about 10 minutes, I saw something jumping near a tree.
What was it?
It was a bird and a big frog.
What were they doing?
The frog was jumping at the bird, and the bird was jumping away from the frog.
Was the frog bigger than the bird?
Not really. The bird was a little bigger than the frog.
Why was the frog jumping at the bird? Was it trying to eat it?
I don't know, but it looked like a game.
What do you mean?
Well, the bird was not afraid of the frog. It was enjoying the game.
How long were they doing this?
Well, after a few minutes, the frog jumped on top of the bird, and the bird jumped, but the frog didn't fall off.
That is funny. So what did the bird do?
This is the funny part. The bird flew away with the frog on its back.
What?That is really funny. I wonder if the frog fell down later.
I was watching, but I didn't see it. The bird kept flying and flying until I could not see it anymore.
Okay, listen to my story. At the park yesterday, I saw a girl with her mother.
Were they having lunch?
I don't think so. It was 5 in the evening, and they were eating apples.
It is the season for apples now.
Now, this story is about before they were eating the apples.
I see. What happened?
The girl took out 2 apples from her bag.
2 apples for herself?
Well, listen. The girl ate a little from each apple and then gave one to the mother.
Why did she do that?
I heard the girl say, "Here, this one is sweeter."
Now I get it.What did the mother say?
Of course, she said, "Thank you."
I am going to try this at home with my mother.
I already did it to my brother, and he said, "That is very kind of you."
それでは、会話についての質問を読みます。
Question 1. When did Bill see a bird and a frog?Question 2. What were the bird and the frog doing? Question 3. What did Bill finally see? Question 4. What did Mayu see at the park yesterday? Question 5. Why did Mayu's brother say That is very kind of you.
会話を繰り返します。
I am going to tell you a story.
Is it a long story?
No, it is a very funny short story.
Well, I've got one for you too.
Then you go first.
No, after you. Go ahead.
Okay. Last weekend, I went for a walk in the hills.
Do you mean the hills behind our houses?
Yes. It was a beautiful warm day.And I just wanted to walk.
With your dog?
No, just by myself.
I see.
After I had walked for about 10 minutes, I saw something jumping near a tree.
What was it?
It was a bird and a big frog.
What were they doing?
The frog was jumping at the bird, and the bird was jumping away from the frog.
Was the frog bigger than the bird?
Not really. The bird was a little bigger than the frog.
Why was the frog jumping at the bird? Was it trying to eat it?
I don't know, but it looked like a game.
What do you mean?
Well, the bird was not afraid of the frog. It was enjoying the game.
How long were they doing this?
Well, after a few minutes, the frog jumped on top of the bird, and the bird jumped...But the frog didn't fall off.
That is funny. So what did the bird do?
This is the funny part. The bird flew away with the frog on its back.
What? That is really funny. I wonder if the frog fell down later.
I was watching, but I didn't see it. The bird kept flying and flying until I could not see it anymore.
Okay, listen to my story.At the park yesterday, I saw a girl with her mother.
Were they having lunch?
I don't think so. It was 5 in the evening, and they were eating apples.
It is the season for apples now.
Now, this story is about before they were eating the apples.
I see. What happened?
The girl took out 2 apples from her bag.
2 apples for herself?
Well...Listen, the girl ate a little from each apple and then gave one to the mother.
Why did she do that?
I heard the girl say, Here, this one is sweeter.
Now I get it. What did the mother say?
Of course, she said, Thank you.
I am going to try this at home with my mother.
I already did it to my brother, and he said, That is very kind of you.
これで A のパートを終わります。次に B のパートを行います。これからスチューデント、ティーチャーの2人による5つの会話を放送します。それぞれの会話の内容は問題用紙に印刷してありますが、それぞれ1箇所ずつ放送される会話文と異なっているところがあります。その異なっている部分を書き出し、放送された内容の通りに訂正しなさい。会話は一度しか放送しません。このパートでは、会話を放送した後、答えを記入する時間を30秒取ります。答えは例のように書きなさい。それでは始めます。
1. There is nobody in the classroom.
Does everyone in this class know they have to be here now?
2. Do I have to bring my shoes too?
Yes, you need to take them and your gym clothes.
3. Have you ever been to London?
Yes, I have been to London a few times.
4. Why do some foreign people speak Japanese so well?
Because many of them have studied it at university.
5. Thank you for bringing us here. We are so happy.
I am excited too. Let's have a fun time.
これで B のパートを終わります。C のパートに移ります。これから携帯電話に関する英文が読まれます。問題用紙の1から10に入る単語を書きなさい。それぞれ2つの単語が入ります。英文はスラッシュのところで区切って読まれます。問題用紙の例題を見なさい。例題をやってみましょう。例題。
There isn't a train station near here.
この例題は、線の単語の
There isn't
と
near here
が採点の対象になります。例題の
isn't
のような短縮形は一語とみなします。放送の後に答案用紙に書き写す時間を約90秒取ります。英文は一度しか放送しません。それでは始めます。
We use our phones to call people, take pictures, send letters, play games, read the news, and even do shopping.That is why we call them smartphones. These phones are very different from the first phones we could carry outside. The first ones were made in 1973 in the United States of America. They cost about 500,000 yen. Of course,They didn't look like our smartphones at all. They were heavier, very expensive, and couldn't be put into our pockets. After many years, the phones became smaller and lighter. Later, the phones changed to small computers with a screen and a keyboard.
これで C のパートを終わります。最後に D のパートを行います。これからトムという少年が登場する話を放送します。1から5の質問の答えとして最も適当なものを、それぞれ A から E から1つ選び記号で答えなさい。英文は一度しか放送しません。このパートでは、話を放送した後、回答する時間を約40秒取ります。 まず問題用紙の設問と選択肢を見なさい。20秒後に放送を始めます。それでは始めます。
Tom decided to go out for a walk one early morning. It was cold outside, so he wore warm pants, a sweater, and a cap. He did not wear his rain boots. But later while walking, he thought he made a mistake. He also took his dog for the walk with a ball in his hand. The dog has short hair and long legs and ears. On the walk, Tom met a woman looking for the hospital. He told her to go straight to a small bridge and to turn right and walk for 2 blocks. He told her she could see the hospital in front of a restaurant and a bus stop. Then she went away, and Tom decided to return home and cook some breakfast. He was thinking of breaking one egg and mixing it with some milk, sugar and salt, and then putting it over 3 slices of bread, and then cooking them. He was now hungry and started to run with his dog. But his dog was faster than him, and it ran away from him. He was trying to catch it now. He also saw another person running after her dog, just like him.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。